Shalom Aleichem. We are going to be starting tonight the next parak in the Masechta, Parak HaOreg. Parak HaOreg has two parts to it. Part one are the important malachas in the parak, which we're going to be focusing on, namely Koreya, Topher, and Sad. Those are the three malachas which we'll be doing over the next few weeks. There's another important part to the parak, which we'll hopefully be able to come back to, which are the klalim. It has a very important contribution to the discussion of the klalim of Masechta Shabbos. I'm still hoping to get to that in the summer, but I guess we'll go one step at a time. So the first malacha that we're going to be doing in Parak HaOreg is Malachas Koreya, and that will, in Mirtz Hashem, take us 2 weeks, namely tonight and next week, and then we will continue on. So let's just start from the beginning. Malachas Koreya is the malacha of ripping. If you tear or rip on Shabbos, so that fits under the jurisdiction of this malacha. Now, just to kick off, so we always try to start off by rooting it in the Mishkan. Where did Malachas Koreya take place in the Mishkan? So the Gemara itself asks this question on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis to Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that the malacha of Koreya took place with regard to the Yerios. The Yerios were the panels that covered the Mishkan, and the Gemara says that it was possible that a worm would bore a hole in the Yerios, and it was necessary to patch them up. And apparently, the most aesthetic way to patch up these holes is to first tear it a little bit bigger before they would sew it. If you just would sew up that small hole, it wouldn't come out so nicely, so they needed to tear in order to re-sew. And so that act of tearing then becomes the source from Malachas Koreya in the Mishkan. Fine, so that's just all by way of introduction. Now, the first major issue we're going to be dealing with in Malachas Koreya is going to be working on the definition. We're going to work on developing the basic definition of Malachas Koreya. And we're going to see it's going to start out very similar to Malachas Mochik. The starting point is going to be very similar, but ultimately it's going to be its own malacha and have its own ramifications. So we begin with the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there, and Ayin Gimel, has something unique with regard to Malachas Koreya that we already discussed by Mochik, but now we're talking in terms of Koreya. The Mishnah on Ayin Gimel tells us that our list of the Lamentes Malachos, the Avos Malachos, and most of the Malachos are one-word activities that we have in the Mishkan, the Borer, Zoraya, etc. But when we come to the Malach of Koreya, so we notice something interesting, that the Mishnah presents the purpose of the Malacha together with the activity of the malacha. It presents the malacha of Koreya as Koreya almanaz lit for shtei tefiros, ripping for the sake of re-sewing two stitches. That's how the Mishnah presents the malacha of Koreya. Koreya almanaz lit for, ripping for the sake of sewing. And the big question becomes, why? Why did the Mishnah present these extra details with regard to Malachas Koreya that we don't see by most of the other malachos? What's this? What's the message that the Mishnah is telling us about Malachas Koreya? The, you know, Koreya almanaz lit for is, let's say you have a garment and you need to patch up the garment. And the best way to fix it up is to first rip it to re-sew it. So that's Koreya almanaz lit for. But you could rip for many reasons in Shabbos. Why did the Mishnah present it in this manner? So the Achronim basically point out that this issue is now going to lend itself to the same chakir we had by Malachas Mochek. Two basic possibilities for how to define Malachas Koreya in response to this observation in this Mishnah. So let's spell out the two possibilities, and then we'll try to figure out which possibility is correct. Possibility number one is to conclude from this Mishnah, is to say from the Mishnah that maybe it's lav dafka. You don't have to specifically rip for the sake of sewing to violate Malachas Koreya. Any act of ripping for productive purposes is going to be a chayev. Why then did the Mishnah say Koreya almanas lit for, ripping for the sake of sewing? So we can say that that's the av malacha in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan we just discussed, they ripped in the Mishkan to fix up the Yerios, to re-sew it. They did Koreya almanas lit for in the Mishkan. So that's why the Mishnah lists the Malacha as Koreya almanas lit for, because it's giving us the list of the Lamites Avos Malachos, the original acts that took place in the Mishkan. So that's why it presented in this manner. But if you rip for other purposes as well, certainly it'll be Chayav for Malachas Koreya, as long as you do it for productive reasons. So that is possibility number one for how to define Koreya in response to this observation in the Mishnah. The second possibility is to argue that maybe no, maybe the Mishnah means to set down a major limitation to Malachas Koreya, Maybe the only time you're going to violate this malacha is if you rip for the sake of resewing, if you rip for the sake of attaching. But if you rip for any other purpose, even if it's productive, maybe that's not going to fit under this malacha. So this is the starting chakir that we're kicking off malachas koreya with. How do you define koreya? Do you have to dafka rip for the sake of sewing? The first thought is to say that maybe any act of ripping for productive purposes is chayiv. That's possibility number one. The second possibility is to say that you have to dafka rip for the sake of sewing. Fine. So that's the starting analysis that we have in the Mishnah. Any questions? Are we good? Okay, crystal clear. Excellent. Fine. So which possibility is correct? So there seems to be a steer in Gemaras. There are two different Gemaras that have opposing implications on this Chakira. So let's set up the steer. We'll go through each Gemara. Each of them seem to be working with a different side on the Chakira. And then we'll have to take a step back and figure out how to resolve the seeming contradiction in Sugyas. Now Dov raises his hand. Okay. Okay, so Dov is asking that if you're just tearing for the sake of tearing, isn't that Makalkel? So offhand, I'm going to respond to you by saying that you're right. If you tear for destructive reasons, that's certainly not going to be Malacha. Even the first Stanar Chakira always needs tearing for productive purposes. Just Stam tearing for destructive reasons would not fit under this Malacha. Later on in the Chabur, we're going to come to your point on a deeper level. Let me just give Ben a chance. Ben? Ben is asking that if you work with the first sad in the Chakira, that almanas is just for the sake of to avoid being destructive. You need to do it for productive purposes. So isn't that true by all the malachas? So the answer is that it is true by all the malachas. Every malacha has to be done for productive purposes. But as Dov just pointed out, Korea is unique in the fact that the regular act of Korea is destructive. So the Mishnah has to emphasize they need to do it for productive purposes. Can we move on a little bit? Or is... Dov is pointing out that there are three points, there are three types of reasons why you can tear. Tearing for destructive purposes is not going to be a malacha deraisa. Tearing for productive purposes or tearing to resew. So those are the two categories that we're discussing tonight. But if you tear just for destructive purposes, you're right. So that's not going to be chayiv midoraisa, 100%. So thank you for clarifying. Okay. So let's start with Gemara number one, which is our Gemara on Kufayim Abayz. Perka Orik starts on Kufayim and Olive. But Raparnas pointed out, he said he had a Masor from the Rav, that when you learn Perka Orik, you start on Kufayim Abayz, because the first Amud is all about the weaving process. So unless you want to open up the art scroll, the back of the art scroll, and figure out the loom, I tried it, I still didn't understand it. So you start from Kofei Amud Beis. So that's where we're going to start. I just want to move on a little bit, if you don't mind, Ben. Fine. So if you look at our Mishnah on Kofei Amud Beis in the Gemara here, it discusses two basic scenarios where a person decides to tear on Shabbos. The first case is where a person tears out of anger. He's so enraged that he just needs to let out some steam, so he tears something. Koreya b'chamatzo. That's one case that comes up in our sugya. And then the second case that comes up in our sugya is where a person tears out of mourning. He hears that a close one, someone close to him passed away, so he tears kriya al evlo, tears out of avelis. Those are the two cases that come up in our sugya. And the question becomes if it's chayv from melechas koreya. If you violate melechas koreya, if one tears b'chamatzo in anger, or if one tears al evlo in mourning. So it's clear from the Gemara that in principle, you will be chayav for melechas koreya. It happens to be a very complicated shaka v'tarya as to when exactly you're chayav, but it's clear that if not for the technical issues of mekalkel like those brought up and other destructive factors, in principle, you would be chayav in these situations. And this is demonstrated clearly by the brais on kofayam beis. I put on the Mar Makomos this brais on kofayam beis, which has explicit that you're chayiv, a person who tears out of anger or in mourning is going to be chayiv for melechas koreya, because the braisa is established as discussing a case where there is no makalkel, there is nothing destructive going on, and so therefore one would be chayiv in these situations. So you see from these sugyas that tearing out of anger or tearing out of a velus is chayiv on Shabbos. So comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is medayik from this Gemara, like the first tzad in the Chakira. He says, you see from this Gemara that in these situations, the person is not tearing for the sake of sewing, he's not tearing for the sake of remending it, he's just tearing out of anger, he's tearing out of a velus, and yet the Gemara is saying it's chayiv. We see that the first thought is correct, that any act of tearing for productive purposes violates Malachas Koreya. So that is the diak of Rabbi Kiveger in this Gemara, like the first side of the Chakira. Okay. The problem is that there's another Gemara on Daf Mem Ches, which may indicate that we should work with the second side of the Chakira, that maybe you do have to Daf Keter for the sake of sewing. So let's move over now to the Gemara on Daf Mem Ches, and we'll learn it up with the Ramban there. And we'll see how the Ramban took that Gemara to be pointing to the second side in the Chakira. The Gemara on Daf Mem Ches is discussing the following situation. So let's say a person gets a garment, and Rashi there learns that it's a brand new beged that he got from the professional. And it's so new that they didn't actually fashion a neck hole yet. So it was a seamless span of material, and there wasn't a neck hole fashioned in the garment. So the person rips open the neck hole on Shabbos. It's called poseach beis hatzavar. He opens up the beis hatzavar, the neck hole of the garment on Shabbos. And the question is, what's the halacha? So Rav says that poseach beis hatzavar is chayiv. The person rips open this neck hole on Shabbos. It is chayiv on Shabbos. You violated one of the malachos mida oraisa. Which malacha do you violate when you rip open the neck hole? So the Ramban, I put on the Marmakum, it's a Ramban in Makos. He says something, if you read it clearly, the answer to this question, and the Achorim spell it out more explicitly. But the Ramban really says that you could be medayik from the Gemara that the malacha violated is makeh bepatish. Makeh bepatish is the malacha of finishing. If you finish the production of an item, that's makeh bepatish. In this case, we have this brand new garment from the professional, and it just didn't have that last hole to make it usable. When you put that hole in, you could understand that would be makeh bepatish. You're finishing up the production of the item, and that's why you're chayiv. How does the Ramban see from this Gemara that the chayiv is makeh bepatish? So he deduces it from the continuation of the Gemara. Because the Gemara goes on to equate this case of poseach beis hatzavar with the garment to a case of megufas hachavetz. Megufas hachavetz is where you have a lid on a barrel, and the lid is cemented onto the barrel. And a person decides on Shabbos that he wants to access the content in the barrel, so he breaks off the lid to get to the stuff inside the barrel. And the Gemara compares breaking off the lid of the barrel to ripping the opening in the garment. So says the Ramban, well, listen, when you take off the lid of a barrel, what malacha is that going to fit under? You know, conceivably, what malacha does that fit under? If anything, that's going to be makeh bepatish. You have this kli that's sealed, and when you rip off the top of it, you're making a hole in the kli. And so conceivably, that would fit under, if any malacha, that fits under makeh bepatish. So the Gemara is now comparing making this hole in this kli to making a hole in a garment. Well, then it follows that just like the Gemara is saying that that's makeh bepatish, so too making the neck hole is makeh bepatish. And so that's how he deduces that we must be discussing the malacha of makeh bepatish. So, okay, fine. Dov, yeah. Okay, so Dov happens to be a Talma Chacham. I'm trying my best to streamline things by cutting corners. And Dov is pointing out that Meguvas Achavas is mutter. The actual halach is you'll have to take off the lid of the barrel. So Dov, you get a +1 for that. I'm very impressed. That's why I was very careful. If I spoke, I said it would potentially fit under makeh bepatish. It's conceivably makeh bepatish. I was speaking carefully. The Gemara compares the two cases. It's so in the Havamina, it thought that it should be chayav just like this. So we're discussing a Havamina of the Gemara. So you're right. Okay. So if someone's keeping track, just give them +1 for that. Okay. Fine. Fine. Excellent. It comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban asks the question, okay, so I just deduced that the malacha violated is makeh bepatish. What happened to malachas koraya? In this case, you're tearing for productive purposes. I have a garment that's not usable. I'm tearing it open, you know, a hole in order to utilize the garment. That is a productive act of tearing. So why are you not violating koraya in this case? Why are you only violating makeh bepatish? Rav only says that there's one violation. It doesn't say that there are multiple violations. And if we just prove that the violation is makeh bepatish, then what happened to Malachas Koraya? That is the kasha of the Ramban. So the Ramban answers that you want to know why it's not Malachas Koraya. Thank you, Benji. Someone's following. The second time of the Chakira. I'm taking that to mean the second time of the Chakira. Thank you. Okay. So the second time of the Chakira. The second time of the Chakira being that you need to dafik tear for the sake of sewing. Not any act of productive tearing is going to be subject to Malachas Koraya. You dafik have to tear amanas lit for the sake of sewing to violate Malachas Koraya. And in this case, although you're doing a productive act of tearing, you're not tearing for the sake of sewing, and therefore it's not going to be subject to Malachas Koraya. So that's all the Ramban's analysis of this Gemara on Daf Mem Ches. And based on his analysis of this case, this Gemara is pointing to the second side in Arech HaKira. So taking a step back now, we're developing the basic definition of Malachas Koreya. We're trying to figure out, is Malachas Koreya Dafka, or any act of tearing for productive purposes? Possibility number one. Or second possibility, you have to Dafka tear for the sake of sewing or reattaching. On the one hand, we have Gemara number one, our Gemara in Kufay Omabez, which says that tearing out of anger or tearing al evel out of avelas is chayiv on Shabbos, despite the fact that you're just doing it, you know, for a certain productive reason, but you're not doing it for the sake of re-sewing. So that indicates, says Rabbi Kivager, the first stan the chakira, any productive act of tearing is subject to koreya. Now we have the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches, as learned by the Ramban, which says that in the case of poseach beis tzavar, if one rips this neck hole in the garment, so it's subject to makav patish, not koreya. Why is it not koreya? It's a productive act of tearing, says the Ramban, because you need to tear for the sake of sewing, like the second side in the chakira. And so the question becomes how to resolve this stira in Gemaras. Benji, you had a question? I answered it up. No? Okay, fine. For real. Okay, so Gabriel is asking to clarify why is tearing out of anger or out of grief considered to be productive? So we're going to come back to that. But for now, the Rambam says that it's an emotional relief, that when a person's angry and he tears, so it gives him an emotional relief. Correct, 100%. So there's definitely a chiddush that in this case, Gabriel is pointing out that when one tears out of anger or out of avelus, so the actual heftza is being destroyed. Relative to the heftza, it's a destructive activity. Relative to the maisa, relative to the person's act, it's productive. So we'd see a chiddush from this Gemara, as Gabriel is bringing out, that apparently the fact that it's productive relative to the gavra and the maisa, he's getting emotional relief from this activity, that's also considered to be productive. So that's definitely a very nice chiddush that is being highlighted by Gabriel. Good, excellent. Any other questions on Zoom? Mayor, I got the speaker working. Okay, fine. Fine, okay. So there are two basic approaches that we're showing for how to resolve this stira and sugyos. Each approach is going to opt to take a different side in the chakira, and they're going to have to figure out how to deal with the opposing Gemara. So that's the basic mahalath. That's where we're headed in the Sugya of Koreya. Our first approach will be the Shita Sarambam. And the second approach will be the Shita of Tosfos, as well as Rashi, as learned by the Ramban. So those are the two main mahalchim that are going to kick off Malachas Koreya. So let's start with Shita number one, the Shita Sarambam. The Achronim are Medayik from the Rambam, including Rabbi Kivager and the Bir Halacha. The Rambam is working with the first side in the Chakira, that any act of tearing for productive purposes is going to be chayiv on Shabbos. You do not need to specifically tear for the sake of sewing. And the diak is quite simple. If you look at the Rambam from the Marmakomos in Perek Yod, Halachos, Yod, and Yod Aleph, the Rambam there gives us a list of cases where you're chayiv from Lechus Koreya, and he makes no stipulation anywhere that you have to dafka do it for the sake of re-sewing. He just tells us you tear here, you tear there, you're chayiv, you're chayiv, you're chayiv. No stipulation that you have to be doing it for the sake of re-sewing. As long as it's productive, the Rambam is perfectly fine telling us that the person has to be pushed off of a 2-foot roof because hasra within Tochet Edibur. So we see that the Rambam is working with the first side of the Chakira, that that any act of tearing for productive purposes is chayev, at least until Ben tries to argue with the Hornim. Go for it, Ben. So actually, are you asking a question? Are you trying to? Yes. So Ben is actually pointing out, I was not going to point this out, that it's a beautiful ishita. So correct that Ben also like Dover, they're big coming to Chacham here. They remember previous weeks. We try to not remember previous weeks, but in the last 2 weeks, the Shita Sarambam in Mochik, we had a corollary Chakira here in Mochik in Korea, that by Mochik, was it any productive erasing or Dafka Amanas? And by Kriya, we're making the same Chakira. Is there any productive Kriya or Daf Gamanas? So the Rambam is consistent by both. That's considered to be Lashita. So we would want the Rambam to read the Mishnah Ayin Gimel in a consistent manner. And both by Mochik and by Kriya, he's understanding that any productive acts of erasing or tearing are subject to the Malacha. As opposed to, we don't require Mochik Amanas Lichto. We don't require Kriya Amanas Litfor. So that's a very nice point that Ben is making. Let me just move a little on, if you don't mind, Dov. Okay, so working with the Shita Zarambam now, so we now understand full well Gemara number one, the case of tearing out of anger, tearing out of Avelis, we understand why you're chayiv for Koreya, because they're productive acts of tearing. The Rambam brings this down the halacha in those sections of halacha, and we understand full well because it's a productive act of tearing. What about Gemara number two, Posech Beis HaTzavar, with the neck hole? So the Ramban had argued that, look, it's Makav HaPatish, and it's not Koreya because of the second side in the Chakira, you have to tear for the sake of sewing. How's the Rambam going to understand that Gemara? So there's a somewhat simple answer to that question. It's going to start out sounding simple until Dov's going to catch me. But just to start out sounding simple, the somewhat simple answer is that the Rambam actually argues on the Ramban. If you look at the Rambam, so the Rambam classifies that halacha under Malachas Koreya. Where in Mishneh Torah does the Rambam bring down Posech Beis HaTzavar, this Chiyuv Daraisa, for tearing open the neck hole? He brings it down under Malachas Koreya. So we make a brisker diak. This is called a geographical diak in the Rambam, that if the Rambam placed the discussion of Hilchos of ripping the neck hole in Hilchos Koreya and not in Hilchos Makav HaPatish, we come to the conclusion that the Chiyuv is Malachas Koreya. So the brisker diak in the Rambam now answers up the kasha of the Ramban, that the Rambam's perfectly l'shitas of everything, any type of tearing for productive purposes is subject to Malachas Koreya. And so, yeah, the neck hole case is chayev for Koreya. So you're right, it's not almanas lit for, it's not to resolve, no problem. It's almanas, for whatever reason, it's for productive purposes, and that's why it's subject to Malachas Koreya. So that's the somewhat simple answer. Why is it only somewhat? Why is it not fully simple? Because the Ramban came from a certain kasha. The Ramban was asking from a gufa sachavitz. Gemara had compared the case of, I'm getting a head nod from Yonah, so I'm glad that I'm answering his question up. The Gemara is comparing the case of Posech Beis HaTzavar to the case with the barrel and the lid. And that was the Ramban's whole basis for his argument. So if the Gemara is comparing the barrel case, which was a Makav HaPatish issue, to the garment case, so doesn't that show us that the issue is Makav HaPatish and not one of Koreya? So that this is considered to be a major kasha on the Rambam, which the Achronim discuss. But there's no simple answer to the question. Dov is not happy that I'm not answering the question on the Rambam. They give very technical answers for the Rambam sheets in that Gemara. But it's not actually a kasha. Rabbanus always used to point out that when you learn the Rambam up, so there's always two questions that you ask in the Rambam. There are internal questions and there are external questions. The internal questions are when you learn Mishneh Torah, it's meant to be learned by itself. It's just a compilation of all the halachas. And if you find an inconsistency in the Mishneh Torah, so we have an internal question. And then you have external questions on the Rambam, like how does he read this Gemara? You know, the Rambam has a famous sheet on Takla Kohen that seems to go against the explicit Gemara in Bava Metzia. How does the Rambam read a Gemara? So Rupanis would always say that the second type of question is always much less critical in the Rambam than the first type of question. Because if you find an inconsistency in the Rambam, so that's a deadly problem. The Rambam has to be consistent. That has to be dealt with. If you want to know how the Rambam read a Gemara, so there are always different girsos. There's always havaminas and maskanas. You know, you never know how the Rambam exactly read a Gemara. It's not the end of the world. Dov is not so happy with my response to him. So what I'm pointing out is that what we did, we dealt with the internal problem. Internally, the Rambam is perfectly consistent. Posech Beis HaTzavar is chayav for Koreya. It's perfectly consistent inside. How did the Rambam read a Gemara on Daf Mem Ches? So Dov is not going to leave me alone with this, but the Achram deal with it. If you want to see more research, so look at the Dibros Moshe. Moshe Feinstein addresses this issue, but it's not a simple matter. Okay, fine. So with that, we've concluded approach number one, the Shita of Rambam with my rationalization for why we're not dealing with the Gemara Mem Ches, but at least internally, the Rambam works out. So now we come more fun. Any questions? Okay, only one thumb up. Okay, I'll take it again. Yeah, Eitan. So Eitan's asking, can we learn the Gemara Daf Mem Ches is talking about Koreya? So the problem is that when you take the lid off the barrel, you're not ripping, you're breaking. So that wouldn't seem to be an act of ripping. So if you want to argue that would be called ripping, we're going to have some major chumras in the Rambam Shita and Hilchos Koreya. So I want to be make on this stuff. So I'll see about the Kash and the Gemara and be make on the ripping shilas. Okay, sound good? Fine. Okay. Penny, you had a question? Okay. So let's move over now to the second Shita, which is the Shita of Tosfos and Rashi. Tosfos is on Ayin Gimel on the base. I put on the Mar Makomos, a Gemara on Ayin Gimel on the base, a Tosfos and Rebbe Akiva Eiger. And Rebbe Akiva Eiger's Medayik in Tosfos that he's working with the second side in the Chakira. You have to specifically tear for the sake of sewing. You need Korea Amanas lit for. That is how Rebbe Akiva Eiger is Medayik Tosfos. For the sake of time and complication, I'm not going to spell out the diak. I'm happy to discuss it with anybody, but he makes a diak in Tosfos 9 Gimel Beis. He's working with the second side in the Chakira. You have to specifically tear for the sake of sewing. But there's another diak, which is much more simple, which I will spell out. And this is the diak of the Ramban that we just mentioned. The Ramban and Makos, as I'm emphasizing, is Mimidaik Rashi and Tosfos that they're working with the second time in the Chakira because of the Gemara and Daf Memches. Gemara and Daf Memches, our second Gemara with Poseich Pesach Avar told us that in the Neko case, you're a Chayiv. And Rashi and Tosfos both learn what's the Chiyiv in that case, which Malacha do you violate? Unlike the Rambam, they learn that it's Makav Patish, that when you rip open the neck hole, the Malacha you violate is Makav Patish and not Koraya. That is how Rashi and Tosfos both on Daf Memches learn that Gemara. Why is it not Malachas Koraya? Aren't you tearing for productive purposes? Says the Ramban that the reason Rashi learned that it was not Koraya is because of the second side in the Chakira. You need to specifically tear for the sake of sewing. So this is the simple diak of the Ramban that Rashi and Tosfos and Daf Memches are working with the second side in the Chakira. You need to specifically tear for the sake of sewing. So we now have our basic sheet of Tosfos and Rashi, and Gemara number two makes perfect sense now why there's no Koraya in that situation. The big question becomes Gemara number one. Our case on Kofei Amun Beis, Gemara said that tearing out of anger or tearing out of mourning is Chayav on Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva Eger was a Medayik from this Gemara that you see the first side in the Chakira that any act of tearing for productive purposes is going to be Chayav. So the question becomes, how do Rashi and Tosfos, how will they learn this Gemara when they need you to tear for the sake of sewing? And on Kofei Amun Beis, you're not tearing for the sake of resewing. And Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves off with a tzarech Ian Gadol. This is one of the famous places. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks Akasha, Tosfos is against an open Gemara on Kofei Amun Beis, tzarech Ian Gadol. He has no answer to this question. And as somebody once made a very sharp comment, he said that whenever Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves off with a tzarech Ian, it's taken as a dare for all future generations to try to figure out the answer to the Kasha. That's what you do. You have a tzarech Ian from Rabbi Kiva Eger. So the question becomes, what is the solution to this question? How are these Rishonim going to answer up the double dare of Rabbi Kiva Eger for why you're chayav for Koraya in this situation when it's not Koraya Amanas lit for? Anyone want to try to give an answer? Okay. So I'm going to present the way that Raparnas answered this question, but just to make a disclaimer that if you're ever trying to answer up a Tzarech and Gadol of Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's not going to be any smooth answer. Or to rephrase this, Dov is not going to be happy. But Al Tishtadlis, our Tishtadlis is to give a shot to try to answer up the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger's Tishtadlis is to tell us that we're wrong. Okay. So in order to answer this question, so Raparnas, he said like this, that we're going to be forced to modify the second side in the Chakira. We were medayik, the Ramban was medayik, that Tosfos and Rashi hold that you need to tear for the sake of sewing. That because of the Gemara Memches, we see that Poseach Besatzavra, you rip open the neck hole, that you're not chay for Korea. Why you're not chay for Korea is productive, because you need to tear for the sake of sewing. That was the diak of the Ramban. Mechomer HaKushyo, because of the severity of the question of Rabbi Eger, so Raparnas said we're going to have to modify the exact definition of the second side in the Chakira, the exact definition of Malachas Koraya, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Dov, hold on to your yarmulke for this one. So he said like this, that according to Rashi and Tosfos, the real yesod of Malachas Koraya is that you can't tear for the sake of tearing. The real yesod of Malachas is going to be that it can't be that your end goal is to tear for the sake of tearing, to fix something up through tearing. That's going to be the real shita. As long as you tear for any other purpose, any external purpose, aside from the tearing itself, that'll be subject to Malachas Koraya. When we say you need to tear for the sake of sewing, it doesn't literally mean you tear for the sake of sewing. What it really means is you can't tear for the sake of tearing. It can't be that your end goal is to fix something up through tearing. That's going to be the basic yesod. But before we go on, let's just clarify that a little bit more. Where would this qualification be coming from? Why can't it be that you're tearing for the sake of tearing? Why can't my end goal be to fix something up by tearing? Why does it have to be for some external, some other purpose? So our partners explained, based on what Dov pointed out before, just taking it a little bit deeper, that Tosfos and Rashi are going to hold that tearing by its very nature is a destructive activity. That we know that the yisod of the isra malacha is about productivity. It's about doing constructive activity. Tearing is an intrinsically destructive act. You can ascribe productive purposes to tearing. You can tear for productive reason, but tearing by its very nature is destructive. So Rashi and Tosfos are going to hold that if your end goal is to tear, if the reason you're tearing is to fix something up by tearing, even though it might look productive, we don't deem that significant. That can't be a malacha. A malacha has to be productive, and so it has to be for some external purpose, like to resell. If you tear something up to resell, if that's your purpose is to mend something, we consider that productive. But if your end goal is just to fix it up by ripping it, because you want to rip it up, even though it might look productive, we don't deem that productive. It's not going to be a malacha. So that's the deeper explanation for why we'd have this seemingly arbitrary definition. It's not arbitrary. There's a certain reason for it. It has to be productive. Now, if you accept this modification, so this is going to answer the question after some fighting, but it'll answer the question. So let's plug it in. Starting with the case in Daf Memches. So the case of Poseach Besatzavar, you have this garment and you're ripping a neck hole in the garment. Now, in this situation, what is the person's end goal? What is the reason that he's ripping? The end goal is to rip. It's a productive act of ripping. He's doing it for productive purposes. His goal is to rip. He wants a ripped garment. That is his end goal. And so based on our definition, that will not be Malachas Koreya. You can't tear for the sake of tearing. You can't fix something up for the sake of tearing. That's going to be the Yisod of the Shita. And so therefore, you're not Chayev in Poseach Beis Tzavar, because what was your end goal? Why was he tearing? To tear. It was a productive reason. He wanted a neck hole. But halacha doesn't deem that productive. Tearing by its very nature is a destructive act. If your end goal was to tear, you're not going to be chayiv. So let's move over now to the case on Kuf Hei Amud Beis now. We have the case where the person is tearing out of anger, but the person is tearing out of mourning. What is the person's end goal in the situation? Why is he tearing? So this comes back to Gavriel's point from before. In this situation, the person is not tearing really for the sake of tearing. He's not trying to fix something up through tearing. What the person is trying to do is to relieve emotional stress, to relieve emotional tension. And the best way of illustrating this is as follows. If you would tell this person on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, listen, I know you're very angry, but instead of ripping it, I'll give you a pre-ripped shirt. Don't rip the shirt. I'll give you a pre-ripped shirt. Or instead of tearing Kriya Alavelis, I'll give you a shirt that's already ripped and you don't have to do it. So the person would say, no, I don't want a ripped shirt. I'm not trying to produce a shirt that's ripped. I want to relieve some stress. If you give me a pre-ripped shirt, I'll still rip it in half. He wants to do an activity of relieving stress. And so since his goal in that situation is not to fix something up through tearing, it's not in the chevtza, as Gavriel was pointing out, it's in the maisa. He's just trying to relieve some stress. That's not, the end goal is not tearing. That's going to be subject to malachas koreya. To contrast that once again with Poseach Beis HaTzavar, in the case of the neck hole, his goal is not to do an activity, it's to fix up the chevtza through tearing. In principle, if you would give him the same garment that was pre-ripped, he'd be perfectly fine. If you rip it for him, he'd be perfectly fine. He doesn't want to do an act of ripping. He wants the chevtza that's fixed up by ripping it. The chevtza is a little deficient. He wants to fix it up by ripping it. In that situation, since his end goal is to rip it up, that's not subject to malachas koreya, as opposed to, once again, in the case of the Kuf Hei Amud Beis, where he's ripping out of anger or out of mourning, if you would give him a pre-ripped garment, would he accept it? No, because he wants to just do an act of ripping. He's not trying to fix something up. He wants to relieve some stress. In that case, you're going to be chayiv. So this was the solution that Parnas suggested to the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's really pretty brilliant, but it's very sophisticated, and it's mechumra kushya just to deal with the kasha. Okay, let's take some questions. We have a whole array of kashas here. Mordechai, yeah, please. Okay, so Mordechai is asking, how does this relate to Malachas and Shulchan Gufa? That is a phenomenal question. I just can't answer it on the spot, but that is the sugya in Kuf Hei Amud Beis. So it's an excellent, excellent question. Ben, same question. Okay, awesome. Any questions from Zoom? Danielle, please.
Yeah, I'm struggling to see how tearing, which has a personal benefit to the individual emotionally, is any different from tearing to create some sort of new entity in the object itself. Those both seem to be very similar in nature in that they're productive in a way which is not necessarily related to a specific act of sewing or some specific external purpose. So why is one not Korea and one is Korea?
Do you agree that they're two separate classifications? One is tearing to pick something up, and one is tearing to make a person feel better?
Semantically, but not in there's no practical difference.
Well, right? one is trying to fix something up, and one is trying to give someone emotional, you know, relief.
True, but ultimately, both acts create some positive end goal.
There's a commonality, and just to clarify, anything you say will be the pshat in Rabbi Kivega, right? He didn't accept anything we're saying. He's a tzarek and gadol. So,
right.
Just to clarify, who's right and who's wrong. You're right, and I'm wrong. to try to defend Tosos, you know, we're pointing out that there is a difference. One is emotional relief. One is to fix up an object. And if you would accept that distinction, that would answer the kasha. If you don't want to accept that distinction, so you're totally in the right. They are. If you wanted to just couple them together, say that they're both productive, you're absolutely correct. We're trying to separate them to get Tosas in line with it.
With an explicit Gemara. My speaker. One second, please.
All right.
Oh, I can actually, can you still hear me on Zoom?
Yeah, you're just fine.
Okay. If whatever you're saying is 100%, you know, appreciated, that there's this commonality, and if you don't want to accept the subtle distinction, then you're totally in the right. In order to answer the kasha, that this is what one would have to say. So 100%.
Right. Okay.
Fine. So fine. So with that, we've concluded the basic development of the theory behind Malachas Koreya. From here on out, we'll get more into the post-game. So just to quickly summarize, we're having two basic approaches now to how to define Malachas Koreya. Shita's Rambam is caring for productive purposes, where Shita of Rashi and Tosos, as learned by that Ramban and Makos, and as learned by Rick Vager, you need to tear for the sake of sowing. Rapparnas made this modification, which we're not going to work with, you know, halacha l'maaseh. We continue on, like take it or leave it. Daniel didn't want to take it, which is totally fine. So, you know, I'm going to speak shorthand for now on. We'll call a second sheet that's still tearing for the sake of sowing, you know, and we give a modification, but it's not going to impact on anything we do anyways. Okay, fine. So let's start with one nafkamina in this machlokes, just to end off tonight's chavura. Maybe we'll get one more quick halacha l'maaseh after that also. And that is like this. There's a shaila that comes up in the post-gim on the issue of opening envelopes, letters on Shabbos. There's much to open up a letter, to rip open a letter on Shabbos. So this is considered to be a famous machlokes between the Prichadash versus the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi, say in Ashkenazi. His last name is Ashkenazi. I'm assuming it's Ashkenazi. The Chacham Tzvi and the Prichadash. So starting with the sheet of the Prichadash. The Prichadash says that there's a widespread custom practiced in both the Sephardi and Ashkenazi communities to ask Goyim to open up letters on Shabbos, and he says that it's an absolute ta'os, it's a mistake. They're absolutely incorrect because it's an Isser Deraisa of Korea. When you rip open a letter, you're ripping for productive purposes, is an Isser Deraisa, and you can't ask a Goy to do an Isser Deraisa. If there's an Isser Derabanan, you can ask a goy to do an Issa Derabanan for certain important needs, but for an Issa Deraisa, you can't do that. The whole practice is incorrect. It's Sfarim wrong, Ashkenazim wrong. I guess maybe the Timanim are right. I don't know who's right, but we're all wrong. And that's the sheet of the Prichadash. This is what he writes in Yoredeya. Comes along the Chacham Tzvi, and he argues on the Prichadash. He says that this new Sefer just came out, Prichadash, and the whole truth is incorrect. He's absolutely wrong. It is perfectly fine to ask a goy to open up a letter on Shabbos. And the Chacham Tzvi says that the Prichadash, I debated this face-to-face with the Prichadash. He showed up to my town. I debated him face-to-face, and he didn't respond to me. And really, it's perfectly permissible to open up letters on Shabbos. So we have now a machlokes to open up a letter on Shabbos, or at least ask a goy to do it. Prichadash says that it's aser. The Chacham Tzvi says that it is permissible. And the big question becomes, what's pshat? And the Chacham Tzvi, right? The Prichadash, we understand. We're caring for productive purposes. Why is this permissible? What's Pshat Chacham Tzvi? Why is he saying, we understand why it would be Aser. What's Pshat Chacham Tzvi? Why is he saying that it's permissible? So he doesn't actually explain himself. He tells us that the Prichadash is wrong. He debated him face to face. He didn't tell us the words of the debate. What was the Shita for why it's Mutter? So his son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, writes that he also knows this Pshat of his father. But I was too young when I heard the psak. I don't know the reason either. He doesn't know the reason why his father permitted tearing letters open on Shabbos. So there's a sefer Divrei Yitziv who wants to explain that this machlokes prichadish versus the Chacham Tzvi is going to come down to our two approaches and how to define malachas koraya. We're having our basic hakira now. How do you define koraya? Rambam Shita is tearing for productive purposes. Rashi and Tosfos are holding is tearing for the sake of sewing. So let's plug that into this shaila of tearing open letters. I just need to finish up the time. For the sake of letters. Just want to be over notes, sir. So starting with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that tearing for productive purposes is chayiv, any act of tearing. So then when it comes to opening up a letter, you're doing an act of tearing for productive purposes, and therefore we understand the Prichadash Shita. If we define any act of tearing for productive purposes as chayiv, so why would tearing open a letter not be subject to koraya? And it should be a violation of midaraisa. And so that would be the explanation behind the Shita of the Prichadash. Let's move over now to the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam hold that Malachas Koraya is defined as Koraya Amanas lit for. You need to tear for the sake of reattaching, tear for the sake of resewing in order to violate this Malacha. If you work with the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, so now the Chacham Tzvi Shita is very understandable. When a person tears open a letter, so he's not tearing for the sake of resewing, for the sake of reattaching it, it wouldn't be subject to Koraya Midaraisa. Maybe there would be a Derabanan, you know, it might be a Derabanan, but that's where that's where Amir La'akim would come in. You could be able to ask a goy to open it up for you because of Amir La'akim and Isser Derabanan. So the Rebbe Yosef explains that this machlokas, Chacham Tzvi versus the Prichadash, is telling you a machlokas between the Rambam versus Rashi and Tosfos. Now, just to point out the halacha l'maisa, so the Bir Lacha has a little bit of a pshara. See, I've been very careful. I've been using the word letter as opposed to envelope. The Bir Lacha makes a distinction. He says that there's a difference between a letter, which is folded onto itself and sealed shut, as opposed to an envelope where you have something inside the envelope. He says that when it comes to the letter, a letter that's folded and just sealed shut, so then we can say that that's an act of tearing for productive purposes. We can have a machlokas achronim that is tearing for productive purposes, but it's not to resew, so that'll be the machlokas. It says the Bir Lacha that if the letter's in an envelope, that's certainly destructive. That relative to the envelope, you're being destructive, and so there's much more room to be makel. That even the Prichadash perhaps should be makel in the Shaila, that if you're ripping open an envelope, so relative to the envelope itself, it's purely destructive, and therefore, even the Prichadash perhaps should be moda. Now, halacha lamais, Mishmur paskins that out of deference to the Prichadash, so one should be machmir, but if necessary, so one should hint to a goy to open up the letter. And he says, one can be extra makel when it comes to an envelope, because of this svara that he posits that an envelope is more makel. So one can be extra makel to asking a goy, ideally through hinting, to open up an envelope if it's very important. So that's just one interesting nafkamina in the shaila. Just to quickly end off, one more quick in case, the Shmir Shabsky Hilchasa points out another shaila that he wants to address. The shaila comes up in the Shabbos is like this. Let's say a person has a shirt and his button is falling loose. So the question becomes, can you rip off the button on Shabbos? What is the halachic perspective of ripping off a button on Shabbos? So he says there that this also is going to connect into the Rambam versus Rashi and Tosfos. He says that, why is a person ripping off the button? So if he's ripping it off because he plans on resewing it after Shabbos, he's going to bring it into a professional to resew it. So that'll be another problem according to everybody. That's classic Koraya Amanas lit for. You're pulling off the button to resew the button. That is absolutely forbidden according to everybody. But let's say a person doesn't plan on doing that. You're not tearing off the button in order to resew it. You're just tearing it off because it doesn't look so good. You have a hanging button, so it doesn't look so appropriate. So you're just tearing it off for the sake of making it look nicer. So he says that that's the machlokes between the Rambam versus Rashi and Tosfos. Starting with the Shita of the Rambam, who says that Koraya is defined as tearing for productive purposes. So this is tearing for productive purposes. It would be Asar Mida Oraisa. Whereas, according to our second approach, if you need tearing for the sake of resewing, Rashi and Tosa, so this is not tearing for the sake of resewing, it would not be Asar Mida Oraisa. It would still probably be an issue with the Rabbanan, but once you have the Rabbanan, so there's always more room to be makel if you throw in some things like Mir Lakum and sort of mitzvah, things like that. So that's just the second interesting nafkamina on the Shaila of ripping off a button, which is hanging off. So thank you very much for joining us tonight. Mirtz Hashem, next week we will finish up Malachas Koraya. Yishkaya.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Shabbos.